Fierce and fearless. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
I want to live. I want
to
give.
With a week to go before the midterm elections, Donald Trump decided to throw a curveball, a slider, if you will, on the 14th Amendment. Didn't see that coming necessarily, but he said in an interview with Axios that he would continue to pursue an opportunity, an idea that he could adjust the 14th Amendment of the Constitution with an executive order. I don't know that that's true. However, the plain reading of the 14th Amendment to me is clear. And if you go back and look at the folks that were involved with crafting and drafting this, it's clear it was certainly not their intention in any way to create birthright citizenship. The point was to overturn the Dred Scott case, pure and simple, and to make it so that the Southern Democrats and their emerging Jim Crow laws couldn't continue to deny those of African heritage or anyone else, deny them their full citizenship. Amy Swearer, a legal policy analyst at the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies, joins me here. Amy, welcome to the conversation.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, very contentious, this conversation, and a lot of folks would say that I'm flat wrong, but I think it hinges on six words, those six being, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. If you go back and read from Senator Jacob Howard or Senator Lyman Trumbull or a host of others at the time, it's pretty clear to me that when they say the jurisdiction thereof, they mean the complete jurisdiction, i.e., you couldn't be a citizen of Guatemala and have complete jurisdiction under the United States laws. Of course, you have to follow our laws when you're here. Everyone does, whether you're a tourist or whatever's going on. But just because you're a tourist, and tourist citizenship and that whole scam that's going on in California and in Florida and around the country, that is not what they intended. From my reading, am I wrong?
No, there are a lot of people who say that you're absolutely right, and I would be one of them. This has been a debate that's been going on in the academic world for quite some time, and frankly, the Supreme Court has not really touched on it since 1898. And so this has been kind of going on in the background, even as the executive branch has continued to treat essentially all persons born on American soil as American citizens.
When did we start that? Do you know? Because that wasn't the intention to begin with, obviously. And can you imagine those in Texas, the former Republic of Texas, saying, oh, by the way, if anybody comes across the southern border there from Mexico and has a baby, they'd be an American citizen. They would have gone absolutely ballistic.
Yeah, so it's not clear when this started. Again, as I said, the last time the Supreme Court really touched on this was in 1898, and it just seems that as the executive branch has taken on, you know, a lot of the duties of issuing passports and social security numbers and benefits for American citizens, it has just sort of been presumed into what the executive branch has done. So it's not even clear that this was a conscious decision as much as just an executive means of making things flow properly.
Sure.
And not really bringing it up again.
And I want to look to, I mean, this is a long amendment, actually, by comparison to others. The 13th Amendment was very short, that granted freedom to all slaves in December of 1865. This was passed in 1868, as you mentioned. It's been visited by the Supreme Court a couple of times, but I want to point to the very end of this, Section 5 of this amendment, which once again gives Congress the plenary power over immigration and naturalization, and under Part 5 of the 14th Amendment explicitly grants Congress the power to enforce the citizenship clause. The point being is Congress has the right to say, no, we did not intend for this to include every person that runs across the border and has a child. That was not the intent here, and it certainly wasn't. If you do the reading, I mean, the reading is clear on this. But the left that used to support a sovereign nation, when they realized they needed more votes because they had alienated everybody else, decided, hey, open borders are good and we'll have anchor babies. Doesn't Congress have the right to enforce the immigration policies?
Well, Congress has the right and the power to clarify, to enforce it. But what they've done is they've given a lot of that enforcement power, especially in terms of the issuance of passports and social security numbers, to the executive branch. Those are executive agencies that do those things. And so because Congress has not clarified, the Supreme Court has not clarified what this particular phrase means, it has just been assumed. You know, it's hard to speculate what the executive order will say, but anything to the effect of how those executive agencies might understand and interpret that clause, that subject to the jurisdiction thereof clause,
right,
is something that is frankly, you know, well within the scope of the executive branch to say, look, Congress hasn't clarified this. This is a good faith interpretation of what these words mean. Because again, so Congress, in its statutes regarding immigration and citizenship, all it has done is take the words of the 14th Amendment and regurgitate them. So it hasn't clarified them in any
They have not.
Form.
No, I mean,
it's just restated them.
There's only about four cases that have ever even addressed the 14th Amendment that I can find in my reading, three of which were back in the 1800s, 1873, 1884, 1898. I mean, there aren't not a lot of cases on point here, and none of them say that birthright citizenship is part of what we're dealing with. But let me ask you this before we run out of time.
Sure.
A few seconds left. Your gut tells you what? If he writes an executive order, obviously a judge in California or Hawaii will quickly, you know, shut it down like they did the travel ban. And it'll be on its way on the fast lane to the Supreme Court. What's your gut feeling on the Supreme Court on this?
Well, again, it's almost impossible to know that or to even speculate because we don't have an executive order in front of us. So we don't know what the words are, what the scope is, what it's purporting to do. And it's definitely hard to even speculate after, you know, as you mentioned, 120 years at this point, how a court might choose to interpret that. But, I mean, you're right that it is clear that the intent of the framers and the ratifiers of the amendment was to exclude certain individuals who did not have a full allegiance, who are not under a complete jurisdiction of
right.
the United States.
It was intended to overturn Dred Scott. It was the intent. Amy Swearer from the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. Amy, good conversation. Good having you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, quick break, and then the salt and light moment for this week.
So, you have unfiled tax returns, maybe several, and maybe, just maybe, the IRS will never catch you. In the meantime, you don't dare buy a home or put money in the bank. That's no way to live. There is hope. I can help you file those tax returns and negotiate a reasonable settlement with the IRS. I'm Chris McGlatcher of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Rook.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and...